ready?
I am ready. Let's get started. Welcome, everybody, to the March Town Hall for CR England. This is very frequently as we get to, there's an opportunity for management to hear from drivers, hear what you're thinking about, answer questions, discuss whatever you'd like. And we like to be an open book and as transparent as we can and to share everything we can to help you succeed in what you do. And just to launch the call, I'll start with a thank you in advance to all of the awesome drivers that we have at our company that give everything every day to be out there on the road and get the real work done. We know that you're the ones that actually deliver and get it done for our customers, and we're all just here to support you. So that's the spirit in which we try and manage our day-to-day in working with the business. And again, thank you for all that you do. All right, I'm going to start by giving an update on our 40X war, safe and on time every time, which it has been awesome this year. We have exceeded the goal, done better on safe and on time every single week this year. The most recent performance was 99.246% of our loads in the safe and on time every time. And that is world-class, industry-leading performance. We're very proud of it. On that note, I want to share some awesome customer feedback. We recently heard from Walmart, and we have shared this recently, but it's cool enough I want to share it again. It was a proud moment for the whole organization. To give you some context, Walmart has dozens of distribution centers similar to the type we service in Dedicated, and they stack rank the carriers we compete with based on how they're performing at those sites. And the results are that we are running four of their top six sites from a performance perspective. That's a massive achievement from our operational teams. And so they told us, quote, "We have no other peer when they consider service and how quickly we step up to work with anything they need." That's quite the compliment. No other peer. Peerless. I think that's a good way for us to think of ourselves at CR England and how we do our business. And that's how we want to treat our customers. That's how we want to treat our drivers. So we're excited about that. Thank you for all the efforts that you've done to make that happen. So that's the war, the safe and on time every time war. I want to educate our drivers on another war we have among the non-drivers. And we have a war this year to grow our active driver count by 300 this year. Of course, you know, we often get asked why the growing the truck count is so important. It's because growth creates more opportunity for all of us, both individually and collectively. There are more positions out there, there are more opportunities, and it builds a great culture in our workplace. It's a lot more fun to be on a team that's winning, expanding, and moving forward together. And thanks to our great service and all the efforts, both of the drivers and non-drivers, we are having those opportunities. We are becoming a bigger and bigger part in our industry, and that gives us all opportunities to do better. So we are winning on that war as well, and we're proud of that. We're excited about it, and so happy to be part of this. Also, another announcement, and I can't remember if this was done in the Driver Town Hall or, but I want to make sure there's an opportunity to congratulate Darren Wingard, who is our new Vice President of HR and Driver Relations. You may know Darren from hosting this call many times, from working on the driver relations side, from leading the road team. But we're very happy to announce his leadership over our HR group. So thanks and congratulations to Darren, who started off this call and now just gave us a thumbs up virtually here. So we're proud to have him and so many other great leaders on the team. Speaking of which, We have leaders from across the company on this call that are happy to take questions and discuss anything you'd like, drivers. So we're excited to do that in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to do a couple of updates. First, we'll go to Lori Akins to give us our customer spotlight, and she's going to tell us about Treehouse Foods. Let's hit it, Lori.
Hey everybody, thank you, Chad. And as Chad said, the customer highlight today is Treehouse Foods. They are a leading private label food and beverage manufacturer in North America. Their corporate office is in Oak Brook, Illinois, and they specialize in producing a wide range of everyday staples under store brand labels, including crackers, pretzels, cookies, coffee creamers, refrigerated dough, sauces, and more. They have over 25 manufacturing facilities, and Treehouse serves top grocery retailers and food service customers across the country, helping stock shelves with products millions of families use every day. Treehouse relies on dependable transportation to support their coast-to-coast distribution network. Our ability to deliver safely and on time makes us a great partner with Treehouse. We are currently running about 10 loads per week in our over-the-road division with room to grow as our networks overlap really nicely. Every load you haul for Treehouse Foods supports a supply chain that feeds everyday life, from morning coffee to afternoon snacks. Your professionalism ensures Treehouse products are delivered safe and on time every time. Thank you, drivers.
Awesome. Thank you, Lori, and drivers for the performance there. And now let's go to Aaron Shepard, our VP of Safety, for our safety thought. Go ahead, Shep.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. And, you know, Chad started off thanking the drivers. I want to thank the drivers, too. We're almost through the winter part of 2026. I said almost because you could still see some bad weather here the next month or so. But year over year, we've seen some improvements in our chargeable DOT accident rate. In fact, significant improvements, and we owe that to our drivers slowing down and increasing their falling distance. So I want to say thank you, and those results will mean a lot to us in being able to add value to our customers. There's a few areas specifically where we've really improved. We've improved our parking lot accident rates. We've cut our rollovers this time this year compared to last year by half, and an area where we've kind of struggled the last couple of years, lane change accidents, we've actually trended much better than last year at this time. So really exciting stuff on the accident improvement front. There is one area where I'd like to challenge the fleet to collectively help us improve, and that's backing. We've seen an increase in our backing accident rates, and fortunately for all of us, there is a recipe to alleviate that problem, and it's to get out and look. And so when you're backing into a place you can't see, make sure you get out and look. Get out and look as many times as you need to. We've got multi-million mile safe drivers that constantly get out and look when they're backing. And it's a practice that everyone should use. So please use our goal principle and help us improve those backing rates. And we'll add that to our list of improved areas.
Awesome. Thank you, Shep. Good tips. I want to wish you all a happy St. Patrick's Day. So this is our St. Patrick's Day town hall. So that's fun. If you're watching this on a recorded video, you can see I have a kind of green shirt on here. It's a little bit, but I actually bought it in Ireland, so I figured it counts whether it's even a little bit of bluish. So there we go. I hope we're all having some luck today. And with that, let's get started with our call. So, Darren, what do we need to do to get some of these driver questions coming in?
Okay, drivers, again, make sure you're hands-free if you're rolling. And if you have a question for us, if you can safely hit *5 on your phone, that will raise your hand on my screen. Do not do anything unsafe. Don't have your phone in your hand. Be safe. And here comes our first caller. It is Bruce. So for those of you on the management side, I'm popping this into the chat. And Bruce, I'm going to click on you. And it's going to ask you to hit star six. Be safe when you do that.
Ready for you, Bruce, whenever you're ready to start talking.
Make sure if you have a headset on that it's unmuted and you've got it pulled down. I've seen a lot of drivers do that where they've got it pulled up to the side. We should be able to hear you, Bruce. The line is open. Okay, well, maybe let's move on to the next person. And while we wait on Bruce.
We'll try and give you another chance in a bit, Bruce.
Okay. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this next name, but 909-443, I'm going to hit the button on you. I'm going to let you pronounce your own name. Hit star six.
Hello. I'm sorry. I don't have anything to say. I was just
Help us pronounce your name, please. What's your name?
My name is Mafi. I'm Maafi. Mafi.
Well, whether you meant to or not, Mafi, you're on the call. Glad to have you here. We take the opportunity to just learn a little bit about your experience. Tell us what you've been doing for the company so far.
I'm doing good. Just hook and drop and hook.
All right. Well, looks like you're in Fleet D2. You're from California. I don't mean to put you on the spot too big. So we'll just say thanks for all that you're doing. Thanks for being with the company. And let's move on to somebody that intended to call to talk to us. So thanks, Mafi. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next, Darren? Should we try Bruce again?
Bruce hit star six. If he's rolling, it looks like he is. He may have moved into a bad cell area. That happens sometimes.
Okay.
So let's try 361-704. 361-704. I know who that is.
That
Did you go, James? The Rock. Come on in, man. He is in his sleeper, but his truck may be rolling. So again, we may have lost him. Let's try 480-229.
Okay.
Oh, who we here?
Good morning. Star 6 works, just for the record.
All yes. Right. That's a bit of a slow yeah. start we've had.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who am I talking to?
This is James. I'm sorry.
Down here. No, go ahead. Okay.
James, go ahead, and then we'll go to the other person.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start.
This is James in Casa Grande.
There's two
Casa Grande,
James.
Arizona.
Which James do you guys want?
That's
James Rock.
James Rock. Okay. Okay. Sorry about that. I thought I unmuted my headset. Hi guys. It's been a while since I've been in one of these calls. It's great
so,
to
James,
get back
what
in
what
here.
What are the chances that we have the stumbles out of the gate? We can't get anybody to be able, we can't hear anybody. And then all of a sudden we have two drivers named James at the exact name, same time. So we're glad to have
right?
both of you. Okay, I know. Go ahead, James. Rock.
Just, I kind of wanted to hop in here because recently, by the way, I am happy to be back in here. It's been a while since I got into one of these calls, like I said. But I know you guys were talking about in the beginning, we're almost out of the winter right now, and we've put the safety like score down because drivers are, you know, taking more caution and things like that, which is awesome. It's really super cool to hear. But I just kind of had like not so much of a question, like maybe a suggestion, I guess, or something, if we could put it that way, I guess. I recently went through, I went recently through Wyoming this last week. I shut down because of the high winds first going to Utah. I had to shut down for a day because the winds got up to almost 109 miles an hour at one point. So I shut down in just outside of Cheyenne for a day. I had to let my DM know, and we had to, you know, drop that load in Utah so that it could continue to the customer on time. And then coming out of Utah, I had to stop because the 80 got shut down due to crashes because of black ice on the road. It was shut down for almost a good day there too. But the first time it was because of my pre-plan and looking for the signs. But coming out of Utah, it was a friend of mine from a different company that called me because his company has like a, it's like a safety thing. Basically, if they drive into a zone, like a shutdown zone, they get a phone call or they get a message, hey, you're in a shutdown area. You need to find a safe place to park and shut down. So like my suggestion would be like, is there a way maybe we could integrate something like that into Sierra England where like there's like we have our geo zones or something where if a driver drives into like an unsafe area where the weather's really bad or the roads are shut down or closed because there's, you know, terrible severe weather or something, that they can get a notification, hey, maybe we should shut down and find a safe area until the road conditions improve. Because that's the only reason I knew coming out of Utah was my buddy calling me and seeing me on an app that we share. It's called Life 360. And he saw me moving and said, hey, where are you? And I said, I'm coming out of Utah going towards Carthage. And he said, yeah, you need to find somewhere to park because the road right in front of you is completely shut down because everybody's wrecking. So it's just the idea of, I kind of thought would be kind of cool maybe for the safety side of Sierra England.
Well, James, you know, I've met you in person and appreciate you as a safe driver. And I'm going to turn it over to Aaron Shepard, again, our VP over safety, to talk to you about that idea. But I do want to mention before he does that, just to everybody on the call, that you're a credible person to talk about on safety. Your safety score, you have zero things to talk about safety wise, no critical events, no accidents, nothing. Out of 392 loads with our company, 392 child fed, by the way, children fed, you have zero safety problems. So thanks for your attention to safety and the credibility that comes with that. Shep, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, James, that's good to hear from you again, Juan. It's a great suggestion. We've kind of tried to do some of those things at times using DriveWise, the tool that kind of pops up those alerts on your platform science tablet. A lot of times for us to stay ahead of when a road's actually closed or when it's open, we'll send messages to the truck, but often we're behind what's really going on. But I'll take that as feedback and we'll try and find a way. 100%, if there's a road closed and we have the ability to alert a driver, we should be creating those alerts. So we'll get that added to our roadmap. And yeah, I love the idea, if I-80 is closed, to give people as big a heads up as they can get so they don't drive into there.
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to, because I know this is a town hall and what I'm doing right now is technically a pilot program. But the new thing that we have added to the tablet that I'm part of the test group, I guess, has been super awesome because it does give me some warning ahead. It does tell me a little bit here and there, and it tells me where there's available parking and stuff like that. And I'm hoping that that goes from like test pilot program, because I do have a lot of cool things to say about our new, hopefully new GPS system that's coming out to the tablet soon. But yeah, it has been a big help because it has helped a lot more than the Copilot has. I will say that.
Yeah. Awesome. Since you, outed us on that test, I guess, let's have Danielle talk a little bit about Trucker Path. Whatever you're comfortable with, Danielle, go ahead.
Sure. So we've been in a small pilot test with only about 10 drivers on the Trucker Path app to see what that navigation is like as compared to Copilot. I know we've had a little bit of complaints regarding Copilot, and the best way to figure out if another system is better is to test it out. We are going to be expanding that pilot to closer to 60 drivers within the next month. And we'll work out a way to get the feedback cleanly so we can decide which direction we want to go.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up on that. I wanted to be transparent with our test on that, but to everybody listening, please know we're testing stuff all the time. Like, we want to have the best equipment and technology and processes that we can for you. A lot of times when we test them out, there's some great things about it, and then there's some things that aren't so great. And sometimes it's pricing, sometimes it's compatibility. You never know what's going to happen. That's why we test it, is we want to make sure you have a good experience. So try do with that information what you will, but there's no guarantee that will expand further. But what you can be assured of is that we're trying to get you the best tools that we possibly can, and that's an example of that. All right, thanks, James Rock. And now we're going to move to James Hatch. James Hatch, are you with us?
Yep, this is Hatch. How are you guys doing?
All right, very good. Sorry about the confusion a moment ago.
No worries. It happens. Yeah, the it's a new format, I noticed. The star 5 then the star 6. So anyway.
Yes,
First of all, just real quick on Trucker Path. So I have a Trucker Path subscription. I've had it for years. I will voluntarily join your larger test group because I use it all the time. I don't have very many issues with it at all. And it kind of, it's not kind of better than Copilot's been to me. It's better. It gives you better traffic updates, and Copilot doesn't do that, at least in my experience. But yeah, if you want to expand that into my phone, I will gladly give up my paid subscription and do your test program.
But well, you don't know. We might be going that direction. We'll see.
The reason I called was just a curiosity question. At the very beginning of the call, you guys had mentioned that steering wheel was 4 out of the 6 best DCs for Walmart. I was just curious, can you name those 4, or is that... Try not to shun anybody. I was just curious who they were.
I think we won't name any that aren't, but I think we can do that. Charlie, you on with us?
Yeah, I'm on with you, Chad.
Do you know the 4 that we're referring to?
Sure, I can tell you the only one that we serviced that did not make it was in Riverside, had nothing to do with steering wheel performance.
Charlie, that's exactly what we're not doing. We're not saying who didn't make it. We're saying who did, right? So yeah, this is positive.
I understand that, Chad, but
our performance,
Riverside would have been in the top 5, but it was discluded because of Lineage DC had problems all year. Right. So that was an honorable mention. But the other ones are Shafter, Casa, Hunter Park, and Columbia.
There you
go. Nice. So we're on the list. Casa's on the list. Outstanding. I was just curious. I love the job, guys. I love the monthly conference call, and just thanks for having this for us to get in and just chat with you guys once in a while. It's very cool. Thank you.
Well,
thanks, James.
Thank you, James, for calling in, and congratulations to those 4 awesome accounts for the great work that they did to enhance our reputation with Walmart, and they continue to do. Like, this isn't a new thing. We've been knocking it out with Walmart and many other customers for a long time. And that puts us in a great position to be able to get the best freight, the best positions and opportunities for our drivers, and to grow as a company. And that's why we do it. We do it to service those customers and to do it in a way that's safer than another provider would have on the road. We literally save lives as we do things the right way. And then we provide for all those that are downstream from us in the economy. So we're proud of the role that we fill. All right. Up next.
Can I ask you one?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, James. Oh, did we lose? Did you cut him off, Darren?
Yep. We got him back. Go ahead, James.
James, are you still there?
Trying to be efficient.
You might have to push the star six. Oh, okay. Go ahead, James.
So, real quick question about in transit. I'm hearing frequently from the stores, because drivers will get to a store like a Walmart, and the frozen dairy team or whoever will be on break, or they won't know that we're coming. It's not that it's not showing that we arrive. The stores are saying, to me anyway, that the ETAs are off by hours sometimes. I pulled into Parker, Arizona a few months ago at 7:15 in the evening, and they were like, we weren't, and he showed me the ETA was 3 a.m. the following day. So I don't know how big of an issue that is system-wide, but I've heard from many stores in Arizona that the ETAs are off sometimes by 15 minutes, and that's workable. But, you know, they got to plan breaks and lunches and, you know, coverage in the back in the receiving areas. And if they're saying that their ETAs are off by 2 or 3 hours, that's a lot of the reason why they're not waiting for us in the back room with the door open when we get there. And that's just trying to troubleshoot, that's all.
Yeah, good question. Charlie, and I didn't really introduce Charlie when I called him up before, but Charlie's a VP and dedicated over our Walmart operations. Do you have something on that, Charlie?
I sure do, Chad. That's a really good comment. In some areas of the country, in transit is working flawlessly. Other areas, what the store is seeing is an ETA based on the distribution center's time. So that can be, you know, 5 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours off. I was just part of the pilot meeting that's continued on for 2 years now. And they're having some problem with the stores buying in. So it's still very much in process, if you will. I'll re-highlight to them that Casa Grande seems to have some issues in its dispatch schedule. And we'll see where that goes.
Good. Good way to follow that up.
Thanks, right. James.
Thanks, James and Charlie. Up next, we have Christopher Kevlin. You with us, Christopher? That old star six. Is that you?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Hey, I've got a question, concern. I'm not sure exactly how to put it, but recently, it's my understanding that the critical event speed changed, policy changed from 10 miles an hour to 5 miles an hour. Is that correct?
Shep, was that the, I know it went to 5. Was it coming from 10 or was it somewhere in between?
It was some, well, I mean, first of all, say our speeding policy never changed. Our policy is don't speed. So that's consistent with the last 50 years of operation, but the alerts have changed, and it was around 8 miles an hour. We're now alerting drivers at 5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
And why don't you explain why that change was made?
Yeah, we're just trying to reduce speeding events, speeding citations, reduce accident risk, and speeding is an area where we know we've got some excessive problems. We've had drivers with literally hundreds of speeding events, and we're collectively trying to slow our fleet down. If we're in an accident where a driver is speeding, it is used against us in litigation, and honestly, it in winter driving, it just makes it much more risky. So we have always kind of tightened things up as we've gotten better. And speeding is an area where, candidly, we just don't have a lot of tolerance for it. We want to slow our fleet down when it comes to going over the speed limit.
Well, and it's not, speed isn't just an issue for our fleet. I'll get back to you, Christopher. Speed isn't just an issue all for right. our fleet. It's physics, right? Yeah. When you're moving faster, there can be exponentially more damage and people getting hurt. And so it's our responsibility to do a good job of trying to prepare our drivers and help our drivers and coach our drivers to do it the right way. And we take a lot of pride in that. But like Shep said, we're just trying to get a grip on that and make sure we have it. We're given the help that we can by tightening it the way that we're looking at it.
And let me add a little bit of additional clarity. An alert is different than a critical event that goes on your record that impacts your bonus and that you'll see on your safety score. An alert is an alert in the cab that allows you to self-correct. So if you get an alert at 5 miles an hour speeding and you reduce that speed, you do not create a critical event that goes on your record. We've never disclosed the secret sauce between how many alerts and a certain frequency do you need to have in order to create an event where we'll actually put that on your record and disclose that, because realistically, if that's out there, people are going to go right to that threshold. And again, our best practice is please don't speed at all, not 2 miles an hour over the speed limit, not one, like stay under the speed limit. But when you do get that alert, if you correct from that alert, you're not going to get a critical event. That's what I want to make clear. So you are getting notification in cab that's more sensitive than it would have been 2 months ago, but it's not necessarily creating more critical events. It's giving you an opportunity to correct your speed early on.
So, Christopher, you ask a simple question. You got a mouthful of an answer. You want to?
I got more, though. Hold on a second. It led into my question. My question basically is that when the change was made, there was no message put out about a change, no indication that the policy changed. So people in my group were getting critical events and had no idea why. We didn't know that the threshold changed. There was no message received or anything. And now there's guys in our group that are losing bonuses because they've obviously violated the new policy that they had no idea changed.
Okay, again,
we get safety messages every day about weather and this and that, but there was nothing like, hey, just so you guys know, the threshold went from 8 to 5.
Well, and a critical event is not necessarily happening at 5. I'm not telling you where that's happening at, but you're getting multiple events.
I've gotten them at 5.
Then you're getting multiple. You're speeding despite that alert for an exorbitant amount of time. Then
what's the alert that I'm supposed to see?
The alert you're supposed that to see is me. There's a speed limit sign that says 55 miles an hour, and I don't want that. You to go above okay. it. That's I what that. I want. I guess that's what we want.
I get that. I get that. But you mentioned an alert that would say, "Hey, what are you doing? Slow down!" Right?
Yeah, it says. It says speeding, and right now that alert will happen at 5 miles an hour over. Candidly, I don't think you should ever get one of those. Don't go over the speed limit. I just drove with an intermodal driver the day after Christmas, and the second I got even flirted with the speed limit, he was like, hey, let's watch our speed and slow down. The guy was awesome. We want to follow the speed.
I understand what you're saying, but what is the alert that lets a driver know?
Something so yeah, we're alerting sooner. We're not necessarily creating more events sooner, but we're alerting sooner than we did before. If you're ignoring those alerts because you're used to,
how do I get alerted as a driver?
I didn't hear that last part, Christopher.
How do I get alerted as a driver?
You get alerted as a driver. A, on your dash, you can see your speed, but B, your lytics unit should say give you a speeding alert and show you some lights when you're going over the speed limit.
So, Christopher, the policy, just to be clear, the policy to not speed did not change, right?
Right, I understand that.
The frequency of the alerts and the coaching events changed, and that's because we want to help our fleet to keep that policy. So the way we're coaching it has tightened up, but not the actual policy, right? So when a policy changes, I agree with you that that's when we should be in a position where you should expect some communication. It would be unfair to have a policy change, you didn't know about it, and then to find out later, right? But I
get that. But there's a lot of guys that got critical events at 5-6 miles an hour and didn't know the threshold changed.
Well,
I guess my point.
Well, and I see your perspective on that, but frankly, they were speeding. Like, they were just because
everybody speeds. Let's be honest, everybody speeds.
Well, that right? it's our policy in a big truck.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from and the safety issue, but everybody goes over the speed limit.
Well, if you're going more than 5 over, you're going to have a hard time working here.
Oh, I know. I get that. I'm not arguing that point at all. I'm not arguing that point at all. It's just that, some of the guys are upset that they got critical incidents without knowing the threshold changed. Now their bonus is affected. That's all.
Well, that's my point.
I mean, I'm not arguing the speed and what you guys are doing. I understand it. But some of the guys are upset that there was no notification that, hey, just a heads up, the notification, the thing went down to 5. That's all.
Well, again, the critical event policy, coaching threshold didn't change. The critical event threshold changed, but that didn't affect critical events, did it, Shep? It did in other ways as far as frequency. Like, if you're speeding a lot, then we're going to make sure we're doing something about it, right?
Yeah, one alert does not make a critical event. You have to have multiple alerts, and I'm not going to give that recipe away, but you have to have multiple alerts within a 2-minute time frame, and that's how a critical event gets created. So theoretically, if you got a speeding alert and you reacted to that speeding alert like you've been trained, then you wouldn't get a critical event. Now, if you were – hold on one second. Let me say this. We've never notified anybody.
Sure.
We've never notified anyone where we actually give out critical events or where we manage to that in the history of us managing camera systems. We don't release that. We tighten things up. In some cases, we loosen them up. I'll give you an example where we've loosened them. We had way too many lane departure warnings for us to coach, and to be candid, some of them were fairly benign. So we loosened that standard. You can now have more lane departures before we create an event. So things sometimes tighten or loosen behind the scenes. But if we change a policy, like our falling distance policy, if that were to change, then we would make an update. But behind the scenes, those things that we tweak, they've changed often over the last 5 years or so. So I get driver frustration. I guess my take is, hey, somehow drivers have figured out where they can speed to, I guess, and not get a critical event. They figured out, though, even though they get an alert, they can speed. Same things happen with falling distance or other parameters. Please just follow our policy. It's the safest thing to do. Follow our policy. Fight to follow our policy. It's going to protect you if you get into an accident. It's going to protect the company that you care about. It's going to protect the people you're sharing the roads with. Just follow the policy.
Well, and I'll tell you, based on your feedback here, Christopher, the part that I want to be introspective about is, hey, if we're changing a threshold for something, we'll make sure we give some more thought to whether we should communicate that more upfront. We're not trying to play a game of gotcha. We're just trying to be safe. Like, it's a core value, right? Hopefully it's one that we all share. So if there's people upset about it not being disclosed up front, I get that. But I'll tell you what I don't get, and this is where we're pretty sensitive about the topic, obviously, is there's no excuse for speeding a lot. And that's just not the way that we're not going to accept that behavior. If you drive one of my trucks, I'm not going to allow you to speed. Right. If we can help you through that, and it's just not safe. So I'm unapologetic for sticking to our core value and doing our best to try and keep our fleet safe and our drivers safe and everybody else on the road safe. I appreciate your thoughts, Christopher, and I think it's a good discussion. And I think
I'm not arguing the speed and all that. I was just saying, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for the call, and we'll move on to the next one. Who we have next, Darren? Yeah, thanks, Christopher.
It's Mark Wagoner up next. Let me click on him here.
Medusa, how you doing?
Uh-oh. We may have lost him. Hit star 5 again, Mark.
Oh, it's star 5. My bad.
Yeah, star 5 is to raise your hand. Here we go. He's back. You know how to do it, Mark. Hit star 6 now. Here we go. We got you.
There, can you hear me now?
We can. How you doing?
Oh, great. Hey, listen, I really don't have a question, but what I wanted to do is make a comment, especially for some of the newer drivers. You know, I'm a mentor, and I got two new guys that just upgraded as a team today, and they're going to be out there rolling and running like a horse, like I tell them to do. But what I wanted to point out, for any new drivers that are listening right now, I want you to understand that in this industry, there's a lot of competition, and there is the highs and the lows of the business. And I think that right now we are going through a low. It's tough on a lot of companies, mostly because of a lot of smaller businesses that are undercutting our rates and stuff like that. But this is kind of like part of our industry and what we deal with. You know, and throughout all of our history as truckers, this is something that's always been the case. But what I want to point out is that we are very fortunate to be with not just a carrier, but with a super carrier. And because of that, you got some inherent protections, especially with us being with England. You know, we haul food. That's the one thing that everybody needs. So you got a sense of job security in that. And then not only that, but because we are a super carrier, we have the benefit of having office staff. Sometimes they're understaffed, but sometimes, you know, you might need somebody in the safety department or somebody in the fuel department, or in my case, the mentoring department, who, by the way, is awesome. Our payroll department is top notch. You know, we're not just a carrier. We are a super carrier. And you've got job security in a company like this, as long as you do the right thing. And I tell you why, when times get hard, I think about during COVID and how many people were unemployed. And I was running, and we ran really hard, and we all made a lot of money. We all did the right thing. And it's all because of England as far as my success, because I've had several jobs throughout my career. And in my life, I call that my career. England has been a really good shake. The management is great. Our equipment is well maintained. And we have freight. We do keep moving. Sometimes not as much as what we want to, but that's part of the business also. And when you have downtime like that, take advantage of it. Read a book. Go get some exercise. Have a nice meal. Do whatever. But just be grateful that you have the opportunity to work for a company like this. And when the bad times are there, just you'll look back on this and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. That's it. Thanks.
Mark, you're awesome. Thank you for the wonderful message, and we appreciate all that you do, just like so many other drivers. Just so you know, we didn't pay him to say that. I mean, we pay him by the mile, just like about everybody else. So, but, you know, it did make me reflect back to COVID. I was actually looking at some messages that we had back in those days, where we had, frankly, I sent out a on Twitter, I sent out a message that Sierra England drivers are heroes, and all the those that stepped up and were working and keeping our country fed when, you know, it was a confusing time. People were afraid to be anywhere, right? And here we had thousands of drivers going all over the country, keeping things moving. And I'm just so appreciative of the blue collar nature, the hardworking aspect, the heart, and the family that we feel working with all of you. So thanks for that message and your thought, Mark. Who we got next, Darren?
Kevin Shakes. Thanks again, Mark. Appreciate you. Here comes Kevin. There we go. We got you, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
You bet.
Sir.
Awesome. Thanks for taking my phone call. I got two shout-outs and two comments here. First one is, Darren Wingard, congratulations on your new position with England. I know you're going to rock it and do us well. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And my second one is to my office staff and everyone in my fleet. I'm with Anheuser-Busch, the AR account. I think they are doing a tremendous job, and they keep trying to improve things, and they do that. And I just wanted to shout out for them that, you know, everything is great. Everything's working out good, and I appreciate everything they do and all the help I can get.
Well, thanks for sharing those. Yeah.
Yeah,
everything there is true.
Absolutely, and I want to point out, ever since I got off my mentor's truck back in September of 2022, I was trying to get on this fleet, and this goes to my next kind of small little hiccup. It has to do with the career section on our apps. First off, the only reason why I think I was able to get on this fleet is because I ran into one of their drivers. Thank you, Felix, for this. He gave me the phone number to Chris over there, and I started texting him and asking, hey, I'd like to be on your fleet, because I heard they were hiring. Anyways, I'm still on the wait list from almost four years ago, to get on this fleet. The reason why I bring this up is I think a lot of you guys are hiring new drivers and bringing them onto fleets before checking and bringing on your current drivers. And I just thought that was a problem, you know? So I thought that I'd bring that up with you guys and see if you guys are aware of that or if anyone's looking into that.
All right, Kevin. So I'm going to ask Wayne Cederholm, who's our VP over our driver recruiting, to respond to that. So go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. So a couple answers for you here. First, with the wait list on Career Track, that is feedback that we need to go back and look and just make sure we're consistently updating the list. We will make sure that we're on top of that as far as ensuring that those lists are being updated and cleared out. As far as whether we hire internally or externally, we try to manage both. There are a lot of needs around the company that where we transfer. If we transfer too quickly, a lot of times we can hurt the current fleet of what a driver is on. Now, we don't want to hurt the driver either. So we try to be very mindful of that. And so we do look at it as a career growth opportunity where we want to let people transfer internally. But sometimes it takes a little bit longer than what we would hope. We have the same policies internally with our internal office employees on being able to transfer from one department to the next. just so that we can manage and make sure that the current fleet or account is whole and doesn't lose or miss on any freight. So it is a balancing act that we try to manage carefully, and we're not always perfect or great at it, but I will take that feedback and work on making sure that we are all over it.
Well, and to be clear, and Wayne, I'll just ask this question directly to you. Do we give priority to internal people generally to, you know, if they've done a good job on their account, to give them a chance at another role?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So I just want that to be clear. So yeah, there may be circumstances where it gets delayed for some of the reasons that Wayne explained, but, Kevin, we're trying our best to balance that in a way that will be great for our employees and also, not cause service problems for a customer.
Well, that's good. And I'm fine. I'm finally on the fleet that I wanted to be on ever since I started. So I'm okay with that. I'm just saying, we got any new drivers in here coming in, and then they're, you know, with the company for a year or two, and they want to try and get onto what possibly could be a better fleet, and then they choose the direction of the career path resource on our iTool, they may be sitting there for a while. And I know there's a lot of people who aren't quite as aggressive as some others, like probably wouldn't have reached out and tried to get on this fleet like I did, and they'll just be sitting there. So I just wanted to bring that up, and as long as you guys are aware of it, then I know you guys will look into it. It's nothing major, I don't think, but just thought I'd bring that up to you guys.
Yeah, we'll take that feedback and just make sure we're following up more consistently and doing everything that we can there, and I appreciate your feedback. Thank
awesome.
You.
I just got one more thing that has to do with human resources. Okay.
We have the guy.
Yes. So, like I said, I started in August of 22, and during that time, there have been just recently my third time trying to reach out to human resources. The last two times over the years, I had left a message and never got any response or anything like that. This most recent time I did through the tools, got a ticket, all that, and I still, till 3-4 days later, still have not received any feedback from human resources whatsoever. Now, I've already taken care of my situation, but I just thought I'd bring that to you guys' attention. That's, you know, I it's very difficult to get a hold of anyone at Human Resources.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. You said you got it resolved?
I got it resolved. Okay. Like called payroll. They helped me out. And they're fantastic, by the way.
Yep. So was it actually a payroll question?
It had to do with going through the day force and all that. So they walked me through the steps, which good. I thought, okay. You know, maybe even Rizzo's could have done it, but I'm all good on that aspect.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring it up to your guys' attention.
Okay. Yep. And I see in our chat here, Chandler, who is our director of benefits, said you were looking for your W-2.
Yeah. And I took care of it. I got it.
Good deal. Yeah. And for any other drivers, if you need help with that, I did send a video out recently. I'll send it again as we're coming upon, you know, the deadline for tax filing. It's super duper easy, as you saw, Kevin, super duper easy to get it. I'll send that video out. Go ahead.
It was easy, but when I went into it, something wasn't clicking. And obviously when I was on the phone with payroll, we went over it again and it worked.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is fairly easy, yes.
Got it. Okay. Yep. And also, Loretta Smith, who's our director of HR, is telling me that we forwarded your message over to payroll because W-2s are really a payroll thing. So that's what happened there.
Okay. So because I called them and found, okay, well, yep. I appreciate everything.
Thank you. You got it, brother.
Yeah, sometimes there will be behind the scenes handoffs like that. But just for all the management in here, it's good to make sure that the driver knows that, yeah, that it's being looked at. Sometimes they may assume nobody looked at it, and we need to make sure that everybody knows that that's going on. Real quick, Darren, maybe just, and this is not about being defensive. This is about people understanding. Why don't you just talk real quickly about in HR, what you're doing to measure response time and call answers and stuff like that. Just give everybody a brief discussion on that.
Yeah, well, obviously any questions coming into HR, usually those are pretty serious, and we want to make sure we get back to you guys as quickly as possible on those. Starting in the fall of last year, we did implement an HR, basically a help desk ticketing system, and that helps us track incoming questions and concerns and drivers who need help with, you know, all different kinds of things that fall under HR. So that system is constantly monitored, mainly by Loretta and by Chandler, and they're constantly going in and assigning those requests to people in HR. And we can see on the screen, it's basically a live dashboard. We can see on the screen where we are with each request and track our response time on those. So again, drivers, I've sent a couple of videos out about that, but maybe I need to do that again, just as a reminder, that's definitely the fastest way to get in touch with us, especially versus calling in on the phone. We're constantly on the phone, and we don't have enough people to man the phone lines for all the calls coming in, quite honestly. So that's why we did this HR help desk ticket system. So that's definitely the best way. We got time for one more, Chad.
Yeah, I mean, do we want to swing back to Bruce, the very first caller? I don't know if he's still around on the line.
I think we lost him. I was watching him, and I never saw his line open up.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, let's do one last caller then.
Okay. We got Ryan Ritchie. Ryan. It's star six. Ryan is on the Dollar Tree Warrensburg, Missouri dedicated fleet. And he is relatively new to us.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan.
Are you able to hear me?
Yep.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to start out by saying thanks for having me at CR England. I've been with a few other companies, and this is one of the better ones I've been with. I want to retire with this company, but I do have one concern to follow up with the previous comment about the speeding. I have not got any alerts when it comes to that. It's just generating a critical event immediately. And there's been quite a few times that I have not been speeding. Like, for instance, the other day I was doing 64 and a 70 on the highway, and it gave me a critical event for speeding. They told me that I needed to get a hold of safety, because it seems like I always just get an automated response when it comes to those things. So I don't know if it's something on my end with my equipment or my camera or what the deal is, but it's just kind of a concern for me, because I've never wanted to speed. I try to do my best to keep it under the speed limit, at least a mile or two, because I want to go home and I want other people to go home to their families. So I just didn't know if there was something they could look at with that, or because I don't want to lose my job.
We'll reach out to you after this call. You'd be surprised what we can do remotely. Mm-hmm. So we can go and look at your speeding events. You should be getting an in-cab alert when you initially speed. So there may be something wrong with your device, and we'll get it in and get it calibrated and fixed. But I will reach out in the next hour, and we'll troubleshoot what's going on and make sure you're getting all the support you need, which is, hey, an in-cab alert. If you're doing something and you need a reminder, great. So let's make sure your equipment's working. We'll call and troubleshoot it.
Yeah, I'm in a loaner at the moment, so I don't know if it's because it's an older truck or what the situation with it is, but I appreciate you reaching out to me about it.
You know, Ryan, I believe you, and we want to get that fixed. You know, the way that I'm looking at it, the only reason that we're doing the coaching on this is to help people to be safe, right? To coach them and help them with that and to assist. The only thing worse than no feedback is bad feedback. Like, the worst thing that we could be doing is telling you something that's inaccurate, because rather than having a positive impact, all that's going to do is frustrate you, make you mad, and have us waste our time on something that doesn't matter, right? We don't want that any more than you do. Yeah. So we're going to be serious about trying to get to the bottom of it, figuring it out, okay?
Well, I appreciate it, because I was with a different account. I never got any speeding, even with the five. And now that I swept to a different truck, now I'm getting over speeds constantly. So I just wanted to mention that.
Well, thanks for your commitment to not speeding, to being safe, and for your call. And for you thanked us for having you here. Glad you're here. I'm glad all the drivers that we have are here. And I also appreciate every one of you that stuck your neck out and talked to us today in the town hall. A lot of good topics covered today. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for all that you do. Please be safe and on time every time. And thanks for being part of the Sierra England family. That'll conclude our call for today. Thanks for everybody that participated. And everybody have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Take care.